Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go to the phones. Former Warrior, check out the podcast, All the Smoke. He co-hosted with Stack Jack, Steven Jackson, Matt Barnes, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Matt, it's always a pleasure. We're going to bring you right into the conversation. We were just listening to Stephen A. Smith on First Take yesterday talking about the NBA, the Orlando bubble, and how a month to 3 months could be a long time for a lot of players when it comes to, shall we say, female companionship. How much of an issue do you think this could be for the NBA down in Orlando?
It's hard to say, but I definitely think Stephen A. Smith hit it on the head. It'll be interesting to see if it's really locked down like Fort Knox, or if there's ways to get people in that bubble. So, but I mean, speaking for myself, speaking for as a man, speaking as an athlete, that is a very long time to go without, if you want to say sex or whatever you want to call it, just to kind of decompress, relax, keep somewhat of a normal routine. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Do you think that maybe then a team that's a little bit more veteran, older guys who aren't as necessarily constantly motivated by the chase, you think those teams might have a slight advantage, like a LeBron James-led Laker team where, you know, you get in your mid to late 30s, you're not as maybe as consumed, all consumed by those thoughts?
I'm not sure if mid to late 30s you're still not consumed by those thoughts.
Well, pencil sharper to still want to work, don't it? Let them know.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I think those are just thoughts of a man. So, obviously, you know, maturity and responsibility plays a huge part. You know, who the leader of your team is, and then, you know, if the guys listen to the leader. Like I said, so it's going to be something new. I'm sure there's going to be a few incidences, and hopefully, you know, everyone can stay safe within this, because we have to think this is really, you know, I was talking about this last night. How does the process work? I know there are a lot of visitors at some point. Like, where do the visitors quarantine? And if once they quarantine, how do they get in? So I think there's just a lot of unknown, and we're headed to uncharted territory. So it's going to be interesting. But like we talk about, this game is 90% mental, and that's part of the mental challenge and struggle, is being able to stay disciplined and, you know, not putting yourself or your teammates at risk to catching the virus.
No question. What is some of the biggest concerns? Let's take that off the table. What do you think? Do you think this thing happens? Does we complete this season? What's some of your concerns, other concerns, for this thing not to be successful?
I just think before they actually get there, if players continue to catch it, I think that's kind of possibly a red flag for Adam Silver in the league. You know, guys, by day kind of coming out and saying, hey, you know, I've contracted it or whatever the situation may be. But I think once they get there, I think everyone is putting their trust in Adam Silver. He's never given us a reason not to trust him and the league to maintain a safe environment. But then with that said, there's always a lot of outside variables. You know, like I said, it's a week or two, guys are going to be all for it, let's get it. But then, like you said, week three sets in, week four sets in, six, eight. You know, I mean, if you're in the championship, you're there for 3 months. You know, so that is a long time to consider, you know, guys that are millionaires and really normally play by no rules off the court, really having to stay confined to a certain area. So I'm hoping that, you know, everything goes through and we're able to get some basketball and crown a champion. But this is going to be new for all of us, so I think we just have to watch and learn.
Matt Barnes joining us here on 95.7 The Game. 22 teams invited to Orlando. Strictly from a Vegas mentality, I'm trying to figure out how many of these teams are going to be filled with guys who really don't want to be there. It's completely understandable if you're maybe the Wizards. You're really far out of this thing. Bertans isn't even going to play. You got to go down to Orlando, leave your family, take the risk. I could understand if some guys aren't 100% motivated. Of the 22 teams, do you think a big portion, a small portion, are going to feature guys that just really don't want to be there, that don't care all that much?
No, I don't think so. At the end of the day, we still, you know, they still are NBA players, and we love to play this game. So I think once you get down there and get in the atmosphere and realize that, you know, what you love to do is you know, right ahead of you. I think everyone who actually goes there is going to be ready to play. You know, I think they've done a good job of not punishing or, you know, trying to black sheep the guys that don't want to play. You know, you got to respect their wishes. You know, if you know, obviously, staying home and protecting their family. I can use one instance for, you know, Trevor Reeves is a good friend of mine, and we had a conversation before he announced that he wasn't playing. He's just like, you know, I'm the sole provider and protector of my family, you know, and during a pandemic and everything else that's going on in this country, like, I don't feel safe leaving my family right now, and I completely understood and respect that. So I think the guys that are actually going there are going to be ready to play and want to play, and I think even the guys that aren't going still want to play but realize that, you know, they just have different kind of priorities as far as family or whatever their situation may be that kind of stops them from playing. At the end of the day, we're all basketball players. And once they get out there and start training and kind of catching the environment, I think everyone's going to want to play.
When you look at the run-up to get up to speed as a basketball player coming off of a 3 or 4 month break, what is that going to be like for these guys to get back into some sort of mid-season form? How much practice time, how much game time would it take after such a strange layoff?
I think you take all the other variables away. You know, if Corona is not an issue, if sneaking women in is an issue, my concern was that, you know, we stopped at, you know, mid-March when technically the best basketball of the season is being played. Everyone knows the post All-Star is kind of the best stretch run where guys are kind of getting their chemistry, getting their flow, and really ready to head into the playoffs. So to stop the game, getting stretched at that point, take 4 months off, what people don't understand is, although basketball is like riding a bike, you're not going to be as sharp on that bike when you first return, you know. So it's going to take that time for guys to try to get back in game shape, because obviously it was up to them to stay in shape during this time, but you can never simulate a real practice or a real game until you actually do it. So that was kind of my concern, is kind of really having to rev their bodies up a lot faster, considering we're all creatures of habit. Once we get to this point, revving their bodies up super fast, and you know, in a mini training camp and in odd circumstances, playing 8 regular season games after not playing for 4 months, and then, you know, after those 8 games, you're in the actual playoffs when you're supposed to be safe physically and mentally. So hopefully, barring injuries, I think it's going to be great from a standpoint of, we've never got a chance to see LeBron James this fresh, Kawhi Leonard this fresh. These are guys that historically have carried their teams the whole entire season. And when they get to the playoffs, they're dog tired. But they're still going to be able to, you know, their greatness allows them to carry the teams to the playoffs. But these guys are well rested now. So I'm hoping everyone, you know, gets through the, you know, kind of the hurdles of the training camp and finishing the regular season unscathed, so we can just get, you know, a playoff here that's full of energy and excitement.
Matt, over the last couple of weeks, how effective and what have Stack Jack, how involved has he been in the community over the last couple of weeks of what everything that's been going on?
Jack's been amazing. You know what I mean? He's obviously, this hit home for him, knowing that, you know, him and George Floyd have known each other since they were teenagers. And I've been a fan of him, proud of him. You know, we talk, you know, every couple of days. And I just kind of check his temperature. You know what I mean? He's doing a lot. This is new to him. You know, obviously he said, you know, this is not something he asked for, but it was put on his plate. And, you know, I just kind of here for him to lean on, to talk to kind of give advice, because I've been in the social justice realm. And obviously the George Floyd is as big as it's gotten, but I did the Stephon Clark stuff. And even though we are doing right things, there's always going to be people that doubt you or say that you're doing it for the wrong reasons, or you're clout chasing, you're doing this and that. So, kind of just keeping his head right from that standpoint, making sure he's not too consumed by it, make sure he's getting some rest and having some personal time, because this stuff can be overwhelming. And, you know, he's out here traveling the country with George's brother and hitting up all these rallies all over the country. And, you know, as a brother, I've just really been sat back and been a fan of him and been supportive in every way I possibly can.
Matt Barnes joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I wanted to ask you about an interview you did with Taylor Rooks recently. It's a terrific interview. And you made a great point about Donald Sterling when you were asked about the former Clippers owner, racist, forced to sell his team. You don't believe that Sterling was a one-off. There are other owners out there with that same mentality. Would you mind expanding upon that? Because I thought it was a fascinating answer that you gave.
I just think there is, you know, and it's, I face extreme racism, so when, you know, people saying words or getting caught on camera or, excuse me, audio, it's not that big of a deal to me. It didn't necessarily surprise me. I just thought that Donald Sterling was the only one dumb enough to get caught. But there's definitely owners that still have the same views or mentality, and that's kind of just that good old boy generation that, you know, 70s, 80-year-olds, they were just raised that way, oil money, real estate money. That's just the way the world was when they came up, and, you know, I don't expect them to change, you know. So, like I said, I think Donald was the only one dumb enough to get caught, but there still are owners who share his views and ideals, not only in the NBA, but in the NFL as well.
Former Golden State Warrior, check out the podcast, All the Smoke. It's on radio.com. You can find it there. He co-hosts it with Steven Jackson. Tremendous stuff every time these two get together. Matt Barnes with us here on 95.7 The Game. Matt, we always appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem, fellas. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.